Unit 14. 2A.
Kingston Taylor, London, England.
I was bad at school. I mean bad, man. I had trouble with my teachers, with the police, with my mum and dad. I left school when I was 16. I didn't want to work. A year later, I was homeless. I just lived on the streets. Then, one day, I met a youth worker. He found a room for me in a hostel. After I had been there about 6 months, one of the workers at the hostel said, "Hey, you're good with the other kids here. Why not be a youth worker yourself?" I went to college, got some qualifications, and now I work at the hostel. It's fantastic. I understand the kids here, and I can help them. If I had stayed on the streets, I would have died or become an alcoholic. But I didn't, and I'm glad.
Tony Croft, Sydney, Australia.
When I was a kid at school, I had no idea about a job. I mean, absolutely no idea. One week I wanted to be a nurse. The next week, a famous swimmer. The week after that, a singer in a rock band. Then one day, I went to the zoo with some friends. There was a notice. It said, "Wanted, part-time workers to help with the animals." I got the job. And after I had finished school, I became an apprentice at the zoo. Now I work here full-time. The job is so interesting. I love the animals, and my work colleagues are really friendly. If I hadn't seen that notice at the zoo, I would have found another job, I'm sure. But this is the best job in the world for me.
Greg McKenzie, Ontario, Canada.
In my last year at school, my class visited the Canadian Pacific Railway Company here in Ontario. The CPR is amazing. It's a railway which goes from the east coast of Canada to the west coast, nearly 4,000 kilometers. That day with my class, I knew I wanted to work on the railway. After I had finished high school, I became an apprentice. Now I'm a track worker. I check and repair the railway tracks. I really like the job because it's important, because I work with some great guys, and because the CPR is a great company. Of course, I work outside, and in Canada it can be very cold, and the work is hard. After I had worked a week, I was tired. I mean, I was dead tired. If I hadn't loved the job, I would have given up.